You are listening to The Art of Work by Vance Neudorf, Section 9. As I observed all the injustice under the sun, I saw the tears of the oppressed, but no one would comfort or rescue them, for power was in the hands of their oppressors. I declared that the ones who have died are better off than those still living under such conditions. Even more fortunate are the unborn, for they are not yet exposed to all the evil taking place upon the earth. I noted that all the energy and skill we pour into our work is motivated by the envy of our neighbors. It's a competition that's as futile as racing the wind, but I also saw a fool who lazily folded his hands and ruined his life. I concluded that one handful with rest is better than two handfuls with toil and grasping for the wind. In this section, Qohelet adds to his thoughts about injustice and oppression upon the earth, and we'll come back to that thought later on. For today, I want to go straight to the root cause of this evil. Qohelet notes that the efforts we are throwing into getting ahead in this life spring from the envy of our neighbors. We want what other people have, and this has been the root cause of injustice, oppression, and war since time began. It does not matter if we live where resources are abundant or scarce. When we see others with more than ourselves, we desire to find ways to get the same, either through working harder and smarter, or maybe by taking what they have. Qohelet is quick to point out that this sort of competition is just like racing the wind. It's completely futile, for you no sooner climb a bit higher, and you find others that are climbing still farther ahead. It's like the Dr. Seuss story of Yertle Turtle. He becomes greater by climbing on the backs of his fellow turtles, but there's something that rises higher than him, and that leads to his downfall. Qohelet notes that the solution to this problem is not by dropping out and being lazy. He says that attitude will ruin your life, and he'll take that point up a few times through the book. But at the end of the section, Qohelet returns to the theme question, what do we gain from all our labor under the sun? And he says, one handful with rest is better than two handfuls with toil and grasping for the wind. Those who are striving to beat their neighbors in the gain game will never experience the rest that comes from enjoying what we have instead of chasing what we lack. They will spend all their lives chasing after the wind. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. Please feel free to forward these emails on to others and check out my website, artofwork.ca, where you can find other podcasts as well. Thanks for listening.